you can make money and earn a living doing what you love? Are you tired of constantly jumping on the next business venture that makes overnight promises? Or maybe you're currently building someone else's dream, working a 9-to-5. I'm Shauna Parker, and I'm a life coach who helps everyday people just like you figure out how to make a living doing what you love, whether that is to bake cupcakes for a living or simply be able to read books and share with others what you have learned. You can be, do, and have anything as long as you have the right mindset, habits, and yes, faith. So grab a notebook and your favorite pen because, friend, it's time to take action. In today's episode, I want to talk about the importance of believing in yourself. Did you know believing in yourself is actually an attitude? On Monday, we discussed the possibility principle and how you can achieve your goals by believing it's possible. But today, I want to discuss the importance of believing in yourself. Because if you want to be successful at making money doing what you love, whether that's coaching or building houses out of Legos, you must believe that you are capable of making it happen. You have to believe in yourself. Believing in yourself is a choice. It's an attitude that you develop over time. Way too often I hear people talk about how bad their childhood was and all the things that they went through. But here's the thing. That's your past. The past is exactly that. The past. You can't do anything to change it, no matter how hard you try. And until you realize that, you're going to be stuck in a vicious cycle of unbelief. It's your responsibility to take control of your own beliefs. If you haven't already listened to episode 1, Taking Responsibility, I highly recommend going back and listening to that episode. So let's move forward. It is essential that you choose to believe in yourself. Believe that anything that you put your mind to is possible. This might come as a surprise to you, but there was actually a study done, and it showed that with enough positive self-talk and coaching, anyone can learn to do anything. In Jack Canfield's book, The Success Principles, he shares how he interviewed hundreds of successful people for his books and other things. But the one thing that almost everyone told him was, I was not the most gifted or talented person in my field, but I chose to believe anything was possible. I studied, practiced, and worked harder than the others, and that's how I got to where I am. When I read this, it reminded me of my own journey. Every time I had a sales job selling a product for someone else, I learned only what I needed to learn to sell that product. I remember one time in particular when I sold arch supports. My coworker had told me one day while we were at work that we have 7 arches. I was dumbfounded. Did you know that we have 7 arches? Because I didn't know that we had 7 arches. She went on to tell me that she learned this fact because she wanted to know everything she could about arch supports and the feet. Needless to say, she is very successful at selling arch supports to this day. Me, on the other hand, I had no desire to learn anything more than I needed to. And, well, I didn't last long there. I made great money, but my mind and my heart just wasn't in it, and eventually it began to reflect in my sales. However, as a coach, I am obsessed with a growth mindset and learning all things coaching. I'm constantly reading a book on coaching because I want to be the absolute best coach that I can be for my clients. In the very beginning of my journey as a coach, I didn't really believe in myself. It's true. I struggled and I even thought about giving up a time or two, but I pushed through because I knew in my heart that if I only believed in myself, then I could make it my reality. And looking back, the only regret that I have is I wish I would have believed in myself a little bit sooner. So if I can make my dream a reality, a college dropout can become a billionaire, and a dyslexic student who failed 3 grades can become a best-selling author and a television producer, then friend, you too can make money doing what you love. You just have to believe in yourself. So how do you adapt this self-belief attitude? You need to start acting as if it's possible. If you act as if it's possible, then you will do the things that are necessary to get the result that you want. If you don't believe, then, well, you're not going to do the things that you need to do to get the result that you want. Did you know that it's your choice what you believe? Think about it. When was the last time that someone told you something and you didn't believe it? You not believing that was your choice. There's a story in the Success Principles that shook me just a little bit. The story goes like this. There was a young boy. He was the age of 15. His name was Viktor Siryakov. He was the son of a Russian immigrant who grew up in a London slum. Now, I don't know what a London slum is, but it sure doesn't sound very inviting. Anyway, Victor's teachers had labeled him as a dunce, and get this, they convinced him to drop out of school at the age of 15. So from the age of 15 to the age of 32, Victor wandered from dead-end job to dead-end job, living on the streets with no goals except to survive. At the age of 32, Victor decided that he wanted to join the British Army. And upon enlisting, he was given an IQ test that revealed Victor was mentally gifted and had an IQ of 161. He was literally a genius. Now, mind you, Victor could have taken those results and decided not to believe in himself. He could have easily chosen to believe his teachers and his past, but instead he chose to believe that it was true and act like a genius. After Victor left the army, he got a job at a timber company where he became the manager of, get this, a group of woodworking factories. Not just one factory, but a group of them. He also became a highly respected timber technologist that revolutionized the timber industry. He even became a chairman of National Timber Standards Commission. I don't know what that is, but it sounds huge. The story doesn't end there. He actually went on to have several more victories and even took another IQ test that also revealed that he had an IQ of 161. But the point is, if a dropout can achieve such success, just imagine what is possible for you if you chose to believe in yourself. If I can give you any kind of advice on how to believe in yourself, it would be to remove the words "I can't" from your vocabulary and act as if. That's all I have for today. Be sure to join my Facebook community where we can communicate about goals, desires, big decisions, and more. And as always, I'll leave you with something to think about. You can create extraordinary and unexpected results by simply pursuing your goals without limiting beliefs. Real quick, before you go, if you got value or learned something new, would you mind leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts? This helps others to find the podcast so that they too can make money doing what they love. And remember, with the right mindset, habits, and faith, the possibilities are endless. Need help figuring it all out? Then you're going to want to check out my How to Make Money Doing What You Love Masterclass. Check the show notes to learn more.